Our guest in the cafe this morning is Emily Porter with the Tourism Committee in Bonham, also the Bonham Economic Development Board. Emily, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, quite a few things going on, I see, in Fannin County. One thing we missed the date for this as far as the anniversary date, but there's still an observance going on, and this is the 60th anniversary of the Sam Rayburn Library in Bonham?
Yes, sir. It's called Realization of a Dream, and the library was started by a 1949 Collier's Magazine Award for Distinguished Service to Mr. Rayburn. And he made it an endowment fund and just had gifts given to it throughout the years until he got enough to build the library. And so they opened that library in 1957, October the 9th, 1957. And it is, you know, just the, it is wonderful that we have it. They're constantly upgrading it. They've got, for this exhibit, for the opening of the library, they have an exhibit there of photographs with Harry Truman and with John F. Kennedy when the library was opened. So, and of course, Lyndon Johnson. And, you know, it is a great exhibit and a great observance of that. And that happens to be the only Speaker of the House library in the whole United States.
Is that right?
That's true.
Yeah. And it seems as if this should not be necessary, but we should just, for someone who might not be familiar with Sam Rayburn, he was the Speaker of the House.
Yes, he was. Longer than any other man has ever been, and I think that probably he will, you know, at the state of politics nowadays where they don't stay a Speaker very long, they think that he probably will be holding that record for quite a while.
Yeah, probably forever. And of course, did he grow up in Bonham or was just near Bonham?
It's really, he grew up just right outside of Bonham. Is actually outside of Windham at Flag Springs. It's where they had a farm. Mm-hmm. And he built the house for his parents after he got in Congress. Mm-hmm. So
The Sam Rayburn House that stands now?
Yes.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. And, of course, we have the wonderful connection to Sam Rayburn here at A&M Commerce, and that he was a student here and graduated from here, and no doubt the most illustrious alumni, and the Student Center is named for him, so all
yes.
of that is,
uh-huh.
is well known. We're talking with Emily Porter, and Emily's with the Bonham Tourism Committee, also the Economic Development Committee in Bonham. And then Saturday, October 21st, this very Saturday coming up, an event in Bonham called the Festival of Flight.
That's right. The Festival of Flight is Saturday, October 21st, and it starts at 8:30 with the Young Eagles, their flying event, which is different plane owners from over the county come in, and they give free rides to youngsters up to 17. And then they always have the veterans tribute after that at about 11:30, and then the air show starts at 12, runs to 3:30, and they bring in all kinds of stunt aircraft and usually antique aircraft. Also, in connection with that, we had one of the very first festivals of flight in Bonham, Texas, in 1912.
Wow.
And that was just a few years after the Wright brothers had flown. So you can imagine what an attraction that was. It was January the 24th and 25th, and they had it out at the fairgrounds, which is kind of diagonal, just sort of catacornered across the Highway 78 from the Jones Field, where we have our air show now.
Uh-huh.
And it was just, I can't imagine how fun that probably was for everyone under the sun, because it was at the racetrack then. And the pilot came in and landed and took off on their horse racing track. And they had a great big stadium out there for the horse racing.
Right.
So I can just visualize how wonderful, because people, not very many people would have ever even seen
it. Oh, totally new and probably frightening to a lot of people, I imagine. So there's a direct connection with this event Saturday going all the way back to 1912.
Yes.
Yeah,
uh-huh.
Fantastic. Emily, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the phone line again today.
You're welcome.
Emily Porter, you bet. Emily Porter with the Bonham Tourism Committee and the Economic Development Committee, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.